American?
Things were further complicated by the arrival of our enigmatic Glaswegian chef Callum and the ongoing eccentricities of Lizzie, our recovering kleptomaniac waitress. Everybody was clearly suffering from the post-festive blues, including the customers.
Are you sure you want mayonnaise with that? It's quite rich already, Minty.
Yes, butter and mayonnaise, thanks, Claire. I'm not on a diet.
I thought everybody was on a diet in January.
I don't need to lose weight.
No?
Women aren't supposed to be straight up and down.
No, of course not. And it must be good that you don't feel the cold.
Well, it still gets a bit chilly when I'm naked for the art students.
I can imagine.
Sometimes I put a wee hot water bottle under me, although my nipples still stand to attention in the cold.
Right. Well, I'll just get your hot chocolate.
Lovely. 3 sugars, please.
Oh, thank goodness it's warm in here. I can't feel my arse anymore.
Why would you want to feel your own arse, Lizzie?
Ha ha. Hey, we've actually got customers. I thought everybody stayed in until March.
Where have you been anyway? That wasn't exactly a 5-minute stroll round the meadows.
We ended up going up Blackford Hill. Tricia said we had to do 10,000 steps.
Typical, nothing in moderation. Where is she anyway?
She's outside listening to about 100 voicemails that she hasn't picked up. Her phone never stopped beeping.
Well, that sounds ominous. Oh, listen, keep an eye on Minty, will you? I'm just going to get the mayonnaise.
Hi, Minty. Happy New Year.
Oh, well, we live in hope.
No resolutions to be optimistic, then?
I'm not pessimistic, Lizzie. I'm Scottish.
Did you have a good Christmas, Minty?
Oh, lovely. I locked the door and had the best mince and tatties ever.
Cool.
What about you? Please say you went over to your mother's.
Yeah. We didn't even fall out.
Good girl. You know, you have to make the most of folk while they're still alive.
Yeah, well, I better look busy or Claire will kill me.
Right then, Minty. Now, easy on the mayo.
Oh, sorry, Claire. It took us a bit longer to get back than we thought.
Well, this is how Stuan's exercise obsession started, you know.
Oh, don't be daft. It's good to have a walk during the day.
Right, Lizzie, kitchen, please. Penny on.
Oh, when am I going to get a proper chef's uniform and one of those cool bandanas?
When you're a proper chef.
I'll take over out here if you want to go through too.
Oh, no, I'm trying to stay out of the kitchen.
Wow. Is that a New Year resolution, Claire? Giving up controlling everything?
It's been very awkward with you two being out for so long, you know.
What do you mean awkward?
With Callum. I've managed not to be alone with him up till now, since all that embarrassing carry-on at the ball.
Oh, is that still a thing for you?
Will you pass me that cloth, will you please? Oh, so humiliating. I mean, how was I supposed to know he's into men? He was always flirting with me.
Was he?
He's just quite a friendly guy.
Oh, thanks a lot. Is it too much to imagine that somebody might still find me attractive?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I didn't say that. Just because my husband has buggered off and left me doesn't mean to say that I'm undateable for the rest of my life.
Well, of course not. I didn't suggest that.
Callum's a really nice man, and we get on so well, and... Oh, it's just sod's law that he's gay.
Oh, quite.
I don't mean to op, girls, but is my hot chocolate nearly ready? Remember, I'm on borrowed time.
Orp away, Minty, whatever that means. You'll outlive us all.
Not at this rate, you won't. You'll be type 2 by the end of the week.
Right, there you go.
Lovely. Oh, actually, could I have some marshmallows in this too, please?
I rest my case.
Ah, well, you're a long time, Deed.
The day resorted to being typically quiet and January-ish, and by late afternoon, we found ourselves hanging about in the kitchen looking for things to do.
You know it's bad, right, when you're hoovering out the tea bag drawer, Claire?
Well, these are all jobs that need to be done, Lizzie. It's a good opportunity to clean up and get organised.
How about a burnt supper?
I hate haggis.
Not for us, you dough ball. A special cafe event. It's nearly Burns Night.
You're not going to answer that, Trish?
Nope. Actually, we haven't done Burns Night before. Oh, pass me the dustbuster, will you please, Lizzie?
Oh, guys, we had this discussion last year about Valentine's Night. I hate all that gimmicky nonsense. Valentine's Night was a big success, though.
Well, apart from the couple who split up over their starter.
I don't see there's anything gimmicky about celebrating a national genius. You're the independence freak around here. I thought you'd be desperate to get the tartan out.
Scottish independence has nothing to do with tartan tat, Claire.
Guys, gotta not have this row again, please. Not sure I can hack it.
Come on, Callum, they need their fix. It's been at least a week.
It's a really important conversation to be having.
Yeah, but not listening and then throwing handfuls of self-raising flour at each other isn't much a conversation, is it?
Yeah, and I was the one who had to clean up after you last time. My black top was trashed, looked like I had terminal dandruff.
Oh, rubbish. You just need to change your shampoo.
Right, well, it's nearly time to shut up shop.
Oh, look, we can't afford to get complacent about the business, though. I mean, why don't we all go to the pub and talk about Burns Night and stuff?
I'm not drinking. Dry January.
You can have a fizzy water, for goodness sake.
I'm all for a soaking wet January myself. Come on, people, coats on.
Last one out the door buys the first round.
Oh, do you have to be so childish?
Yeah? Keeps you young, Claire.
Man, I'm the youngest and most grown-up person here.
Aha, but I'm the fittest.
So, just quite a simple, low-key bun supper thing, then.
If we must.
I'm not suggesting the White Heather Club or anything, Trish.
What's that?
It was tartan tosh on the telly in the 70s.
Oh, you fibber. You loved listening to Mum sing along with Moira Anderson.
Was she not in Baywatch?
Oh, can you imagine Moira Anderson bouncing along Malibu Beach in a tartan bikini singing, "For these are my mountains."
Very carry on up the climb.
Oh, forget Moira and all that. I'm just talking about a few tasteful table decorations and a bit of muted plaid draped about. Oh, none of that Rory Red touristy stuff, obviously.
But who would do the address to the haggis and the toast to the lassies and all that?
Hang on. We can just have a haggisy type meal and a few thistles and that'll do fine. It's not a formal clan gathering.
Okay, I'll get started on the menu then.
I think a haggis is a haggis.
For all that? That's like saying a wine is a wine, Tricia. It's a long road between plonk and class.
Is that not a Dolly Parton song?
Oh, I see, really.
Joking.
I knew that.
Right, well, I'd better get going. I'll let you guys debate the details.
Oh, are you not staying for another drink?
No, I can't. I'm meeting someone.
Oh, right. Say hi to Jeremy from us. He hasn't been in the cafe recently.
It's not Jeremy, actually.
Get you, Mr. Mysterious.
Oh, I wish. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, see
night,
you.
I'll see you.
Wow. Do you think he's cheating on Jeremy, cheating on Brian now?
Oh, God, who knows, who cares? It's all too messy and ridiculous. Right, who's getting the drinks in? Mine's a pint of wine, please.
It's your round, Claire.
I'll get them.
Nah, you're all right, Trish. You stay and see your sister doesn't pick a fight with herself.
You all right, Trisha?
I'm trying not to dwell on anything more taxing than logging my running times and drinking a gallon of water every day.
Oh, that sounds hideously taxing to me. Is that Richard still trying to contact you?
Oh, yes. Texts, voice messages and emails on a daily basis.
Oh, quite impressive, really. Maybe you should reply.
What? So he can come to Edinburgh and let me down for a third time?
Well, you don't know that he let you down last time.
What? Disappearing back to London the week before Christmas isn't letting a person down.
I know, that was rubbish. But to be fair, you didn't give him a chance to explain.
Why are you being fair to him exactly? You despised him for having an affair with me. Well, you despised me too, for that matter.
Oh, now that really isn't fair. Of course I didn't actually despise you. Well, obviously, I didn't approve of you having an affair with a married man, but I think despise is probably a bit strong.
Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up, Claire. Good to know where I am on the social acceptability scale.
Look, Trish, Richard has finally got his act together. He's separated from his wife and, you know, it seems like he's actually serious about you two being together. Maybe you should hear him out, that's all I'm saying.
Right, one double vodka and coke, two bags of crisp, a pint of wine.
Oh, you didn't get me a pint of wine.
No, I didn't get you a pint, duh.
You're getting as cheeky as my daughter, madam.
You're getting as naggy as my mum. That's your glass of wine there.
Okay.
What's Trisha's pint of water?
Oh, I'll be up all night peeing again at this rate.
Stop being so healthy then.
Oh, hello. Callum's outside. With a seriously good-looking boy in his arm.
Oh, God, he's fit. He's got to be younger than me, though.
Oh, no, this is beyond a joke. A teenager.
Somebody's going to have to speak to Callum.
Shh, here he comes.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, Callum.
I've lost my keys.
Oh, no, what a pain.
I suppose they're here anywhere.
Your flat keys?
Yeah. The cafe keys are on there too, though.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Right, everybody on the floor, get looking.
Oh, it's disgusting down here.
You look like giant ants. Maybe drunk ants.
Sorry? Oh, God.
Wow, cartoon bump.
Are you all right, Claire? Max, it's no funny.
Sorry. Would you like a hug?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Guys, this is my son, Max.
Your son, Max?
His son, Max.
Wow, hi, Max. How are you doing, Max?
I'm great. That was 5 Maxes in a row.
Cool. Max likes to count things.
That makes 6.
Good. I like even numbers.
Yeah, me too. Odd numbers always leave someone out.
Hey, Dad, I know where your keys are. They're in the lining of your coat.
No, I don't think so. Oh, God, they are too.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I couldn't face all that changing the locks palaver.
Well done, Maxie. How did you know my keys were there?
I saw them with my special X-ray vision invisible glasses.
Really?
No. I don't have special X-ray vision invisible glasses.
Nah, neither do I. What a drag, eh?
Right, come on then, Max. We'd better get going.
On you go, Dad. I'm going to stay here with these guys for a bit.
Is he even old enough to be in a pub, Callum?
I'm 18 in 27 days. Mum and Dad were 18 when they got pregnant.
Gosh.
Wow.
Yep, we were. Right, come on, though. Time to get going now.
Okay. We can all hang out another time. I don't know your name.
I'm Lizzie.
You could come to my birthday, Lizzie.
Wow, that'd be great.
Okay. Bye, Lizzie.
Bye, Max.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, night.
Bye.
Wow, he is so cool.
Cool?
Yeah. What a sweet guy.
It's lovely, yeah.
He's a bit odd.
Well, I think he's probably on the spectrum, Claire.
Oh, really? Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys are, though, aren't they?
Anybody else got any other secret children they want to come out about?
I don't think Callum has been keeping him a secret. Not everybody likes to talk about their personal lives, Claire. He hasn't known us that long.
Hey, look on the bright side, Claire. This means that Callum does have sex with women, too.
Do you think so?
Duh.
Don't you duh me, madam.
Well, presumably he's bisexual.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
It doesn't mean he's sleeping with everybody at the same time, Claire.
Oh, but imagine all that choice. Oh, as if it's not difficult enough competing with your own gender.
I don't think it's necessarily a competition, is it?
Oh, rubbish. It's every man for himself out there in relationship hell.
Oh, no. Are you drunk?
Maybe you should let Callum know that you're still interested in him. You were getting on really well before he snogged Jeremy.
But is that what a mid-divorce woman with 2 monosyllabic teenagers needs in her life? A bisexual chef with a past?
Well, everybody has a past, Claire.
Even I've got a past and I'm only 20.
Oh, God. Well, let's stick to the present for now. Right, my round. Although I can't be arsed going to the bar.
I'm on it.
Nothing for me, Lizzie. I'm for the off. I'll drown if I've any more water.
Ugh, spoil sport. You do realise we'll talk about you after you've gone.
Glad to help elevate the conversation. Night.
See you, smarty pants.
I walked home, ignoring the phone beeping incessantly in my bag. Powering on, I vowed to stay focused on the present and stick to my New Year's resolution of living healthily and looking after myself for now. The following morning, my sister was clearly wishing she'd done the same.
Oh, turn that down, please. That's hellish.
Good morning, Claire.
I don't believe it is.
Oh, dear, that's a vision of hangover hell, all right.
Oh, hi, Claire. How's your ear?
My ear?
I think it's probably her head that's the problem.
No, her ear got stuck on the frost on the card shop window on the way home last night.
Oh, what?
Yeah, remember? And that guy in the street was trying to help you with his lighter.
Ooh, his lighter?
Yeah, what a tube.
Oh, I hope none of the school PTA saw you, Claire. You'll be struck off the social calendar for good.
My earlobe's killing me. I thought I was just allergic to these earrings.
Well, I hate to say it, guys, but it's opening time. Burnt ear and hangover or not.
Oh, yes, shit, there's customers in already. Two spinach and Emmental croissants and one scrambled eggs on brown, please.
Sure thing.
I'll make the coffees.
I might just go and sort my face out in the loo.
Oh, Claire, go home and have a lie down.
Oh, I can't do that.
Stop being so Presbyterian, of course you can. We're not likely to be run off our feet if the last few days are anything to go by.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything left to clean in here, Claire. Never worked in such a spotless kitchen. Freaks me out a bit.
We need to get organising the buns night, dude.
Nonsense, how hard is it to order some stuff in?
Okay, maybe I will just go home for a wee while. Although I feel so guilty.
Well, obviously. You do realise that if you resort to watching daytime TV, you'll be sent to the bad fire.
Be quiet. Call me if there's a crisis.
Ditto.
Is she really okay?
Oh, well, you know, she's still getting used to being on her own and all that. It's hard, I think, when you've been with someone for so long.
Yeah, maybe. But getting divorced isn't the end of the world.
It wasn't exactly part of Claire's life plan, though.
I don't think it's part of anybody's life plan, is it? Unless you're after some octogenarian's fortune, of course.
No, I suppose not. But Claire's had a pretty conventional life.
Not like you, eh?
No, I'm not saying that I've had a particularly unconventional life. But, you know, I didn't stay here in my hometown and go to uni and get married and have kids and stuff. And Claire did.
Yeah, I did too. Well, not the uni bit. Couldn't afford that with a girlfriend and a baby to support by the time I was 19.
God, Callum, that must have been hard.
Yeah, I just got a place at college to study dance and Mel got pregnant.
Oh, timing.
I couldn't accept the place, obviously. I had to get a job, any job. I got taken on in the kitchen at the Hilton.
What about your girlfriend? She must have had things she wanted to do as well.
Oh, yeah. She was a dancer too, much more talented than me. She managed to get into it again after we broke up, though. She's a choreographer for a touring company.
Wow! And what about Max? How was he in all of this?
He's cool. He grew up with all Mel's huge Irish clan in Glasgow, and then she met this guy, Jim, years ago, and he's great with Max, too.
And you and Mel are okay?
I'm not saying we've not had our moments, but we've always managed to stay close for Max. Families can still work when they're a different shape.
Yeah, you're right. It's taking me a while to grasp that.
Any sign of that order, dude? They're getting a bit arsey out there.
Perfect timing, Lizzie. Voila.
Hang on, let me stick the garnish in those croissants.
Oh, and Max is here with Minty.
Max and Minty?
Yeah, his great aunt Minty, or Gammy, as Max calls her. He's desperate to start college here so that he can see more of her.
College? That's great.
Yeah, he wants to do some exams now. I mean, it's taking him a wee bit longer to get to this stage. He's autistic.
Yeah, I thought he might be. I taught lots of kids like Max in London.
I bet he'll order two slices of toast without butter, an orange juice with no bits and a chocolate brownie.
And Minty'll have a full Scottish breakfast with no black pudding.
Oh, I could murder a coffee, actually. I was up playing Minecraft with Max till all hours.
Oh, God, that is a labour of love.
OK, two slices of toast without butter...
An orange juice with no bits and a chocolate brownie.
And a full Scottish breakfast with no black pudding.
Oh, spooky.
Not really. Minty's order is the same every Tuesday.
You see, predictability isn't just for the autistic.
Before we knew it, Burns Night had arrived, and we were just about still in one piece, despite a week of Claire's event planning hysteria.
Are the thistles better with the lilies, or on their own, do you think?
Probably on their own.
No, I think they're better together, actually.
Black.
Sorry?
Your turn to say white.
Look, I do think they're better together.
Oh, don't start on that again.
What?
Bloody better together.
I'm talking about the flowers, Lizzie.
She's winding you up, Claire.
Right, that's the haggises in the oven. The tatties and neeps are on, so just the whisky sauce to do later.
Excellent. So, just to be clear, everybody gets a dram when they come in, and then we'll have the smoked salmon starter.
Yep. Or the veggie patty and oatcakes option.
And then we'll pipe in the haggis?
Oh, we're not doing any of that.
Well, it'd be nice to have a wee bit of ceremony.
What, have you been secretly taking chanter lessons?
Oh, I bet you could do a serious skirl, Claire. Very funny. I suppose I could give the address to the haggis.
No. Hey, listen, Max would love to do that.
Max?
Yeah, he's brilliant at all that stuff. He's got the most incredible memory. Knows Tam O'Shanter off by heart.
What, all 937 verses?
Actually, I don't think we need to have any recitations.
No, honestly, Max will do the address, no bother.
Oh,
Right, okay.
He's been wandering around in his kilt secretly practising.
Oh, I bet he looks so cool in his kilt.
Oh, hang on, I'm not wearing tartan.
Oh, relax, I've got the florist to do us wee thistle corsages.
Of course you have.
Who's all coming anyway? What if nobody turns up?
Well, Minty and Max, that's two.
Oh, there's lots of our regulars coming. There's the runners, the baldy men. Don't know who's still speaking to who in that lot.
Don't worry, it's all cool with us now.
And then there's the anxious NCT lot and the fussy eaters.
Oh, man alive, the fussy eaters are coming.
Ah, a couple of whiskies and they won't notice they're eating sheep's stomach.
Right, I'll get started on the cranachan dessert.
Right, well, that's just the tartan napkins to go on the tables and... Oh, shit, where did I put the heather-scented candles?
Would shit-scented not be more authentic? The guy was a ploughman.
I'll give you shit-scented candles, my lady. I see a cheeky peasant.
Somehow, it all came together, and the evening went full pelt right from the outset. Max's address to the haggis was a triumph.
Ye powers wha mak mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. All Scotland wants nae skinking ware that joups in luggies. But if you wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis!
And after our customers had been well and truly fed, watered and whiskied, Minty gave us her auld lang syne.
Forgot and never brought to mind. Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup more kind and shed it for auld lang syne.
And once our tired but happy customers staggered off, not surprisingly, I found myself breaking my on-the-wagon resolution and joining the others in drinking single malt as if it were going out of fashion.
A toast, folks. To Rabbi.
Oh, not to Rabbi again. What about all those poor women whose lives he ruined?
Oh, well, that's men for you.
Oh, come away, Claire. You don't really believe that.
I believe I need some of that pudding.
Right, you lot, come on. A toast to the women. To all women everywhere, in fact.
Yes.
To women!
Yes! Everywhere!
Okay. Pudding in the kitchen, folks, I think, before we start clearing up.
Oh, Bags, I like the bowl.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
I'll just grab some of these plates, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're actually closed.
Hello, Scotty.
Richard! God, you know, I think I'm going to be sick.
Please, Trish, just give me a chance to speak.
No, really, Richard, I'm going to be sick.
Oh,
bloody God.
Is there a bowl somewhere behind here?
Oh, water, please.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, have a drink.
Oh, God.
Are you okay? What can I do?
It's a whiskey. I've been detoxing for weeks and now I've gone totally retoxed in half an hour.
Oh, thank God for that. I've never had anybody nearly vomit the minute they set eyes on me before.
What are you doing here, Richard?
What do you think I'm doing here, you crazy Celt? I've worn my fingertips out texting and phoning and emailing you. I reckon it was easier to stand in a crowded train for 7 hours to try to communicate with you rather than wait for the skin to grow back on my hands.
Oh, Richard!
Marry me, for God's sake, Trish! What? Really?
What? Is that supposed to be romantic?
No, it's... bloody desperate.
But, Richard...
But nothing. There's been nothing but buts for years. I love you, Tricia. You love me, or you did 4 weeks ago. It's that simple, it really is.
Hey, Skyver, how long does it take to clear a few plates? Oh, hello.
Hello, Claire.
Well, the haggis is finished, but we could rustle up a tatties and neep sandwich for you.
I'm just proposing to your sister.
Oh, really?
Yes, but she hasn't answered yet.
Oh, she says yes, it's definitely yes.
Claire, what are you saying?
Oh, Tricia will be here till kingdom come if we wait for you to stop being so stubborn and scared.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you.
Well, somebody has to take charge round here.
Well, go on, answer him, Trish.
Oh, eavesdropping, Lizzie, so unlike you. Come on through, join the party.
Go on,
put the poor guy out of his misery. We're fed up listening to your phone beeping all day.
Hi, I'm Callum, the chef.
Hi, Callum. Anybody else in the back there?
Nah, you're all right, mate, that's it now.
Right.
Excuse me. Oh. Max and I are just finishing the cranachan.
Shh, Gammy. It's the romantic climax.
Scotty, will you marry me?
Of course I'll marry you, you balloon! Now get up off your dodgy knee so I can kiss you.
Oh man, I'm getting all emotional now.
Oh, if I'm not your bridesmaid, I'll never speak to you again, you know that.
I know, you've been telling me that since you were 7.
Exactly, I've waited bloody ages.
Right, Bunch and everybody, I want to try out my new selfie stick.
Right, okay, well, Trish and Richard in the middle.
Oh, here we go, Annie Leibovitz is back.
Me and Lizzie, Dad and Gammy behind.
Right. Say cheese!
No, no, you don't say cheese when you're getting engaged. Amore!
Amore!
And so there we were, and there I was, with Richard. Engaged to Richard, apparently. And the sky hadn't fallen in, and the world hadn't stopped, and it all felt remarkably easy and familiar. Who ever knows what's ahead of us? And actually, who cares? Robert Burns knew what he was talking about. But gie me a canny auratine, my arms about my dearie o, and worldly cares and worldly men, me auge tapsel tearie o.
Green grow the rushes o, green grow the rushes o.
Secrets and Lattes is written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It stars Hilary McLean as Trish, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, Derek Riddell as Callum, Roger May as Richard, Scott Hodson as Max, and June Watson as Minty. Produced by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, it's an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.